Okay. Well, this morning, the topic I'm going to be addressing is that of fasting.
今天要讲到的题目是跟进食或者是 fast 快这个词有关。
And before I even start, I will confess to you, this is a spiritual discipline that I do not like.
是，我要先跟大家坦诚一点，这是一个属灵上的一个操练，是我不喜欢的，本人。
And there are many reasons for this, but I think as people living in the 21st century, it's difficult for us to think about what it means to give up food.
这是在二十，尤其是在21世纪，很多人们会很难想象是什么叫做进食，去放弃食物。
Okay, the clicker isn't working, so if you would advance it to the next slide. So the first question that we need to think about, though, when we think about fasting is what is it?
我们第一个要问的问题就是进食，就是 fasting 是什么？
So if you look it up in the dictionary, you find this definition. It's a voluntary abstinence from food and or drink, complete or partial, lengthy or short, or intermittent for a specific purpose.
如果我们打开字典，我们可以看到它的定义是自愿的，禁止就是离开，或者是食物，或者是水，如全部的，或者是一部分的，时间可长可短，或者是间断性的，意味着某一个原因和目的。
Next slide, please. Okay, try it again. There we go. Yeah. So the reason that I thought we should address the topic of fasting today is because we are now in a season called Lent.
我之所以会选择讲进食这个主题，是因为我们现在马上要到一个节期，叫做欲苦期或者四旬期。
Hang on just a
叫 Lent。
I have the wrong PowerPoint up here on my screen. There we go. That's the one I want. Okay, so Lent, how many of you know what Lent is?
大家有谁知道欲苦期？
It's not particularly well known in Protestant circles. It's not a subject that it's well known or talked about in general non-Catholic circles.
这个在那样 Catholic 就是天主教的范畴之外，我们比较少讨论到。
Basically, probably since sometime in the 4th century, Christians have traditionally set aside a time of preparation before Easter begins.
这大概是从四世纪开始，基督徒们为了预备主耶稣的 Easter, 就是复活节的到来所进行的预备的一段时间。
And traditionally, it's a period of fasting, of moderation and self-denial.
比较传统上的说法，这是一段节制、禁食，或者是自我刻苦苦修的一段时间。
And the idea behind it is that we are as believers wanting to really know and experience the wonderful thing that God accomplished for us at the cross and at the resurrection, and so we should prepare ourselves beforehand to really experience his presence.
因为我们当要马上要预备自己能够进入到耶稣他为我们的受死复活这样一段极其宝贵的时间，所以我们需要真正是原来能够来预备自己进入到这段时间。
And this period of fasting begins on what's called Ash Wednesday, which was this last Wednesday.
这一段禁食的时间是从 Ash Wednesday, 就是圣灰星期三，就是上周三开始。
And traditionally, again, in an Ash Wednesday service, people go to worship and they receive a mark of ashes on their forehead.
传统上来说，那一天人们会到教堂里面去，会从那里得到一个印记，在额头上有一个十字架。
And the idea behind it is that it's to remind us that the scriptures tell us that from we came from dust, and to dust we will return.
也是一个提醒我们，我们是从灰尘当中，神从尘土当中造我们，我们也将归回尘土。
And then the period of Lent ends on Easter Sunday. The Lenten period ends on Easter Sunday.
那个预苦期的这段时间是在复活节的时候结束。
And when this first began to be celebrated in the churches, probably again around the 4th century, it was fairly simple.
在从四世纪开始的时候，一开始的时候是非常简单的。
And the idea was people gave up some of foods that they ate or something to enable them to focus on the fact that Jesus gave up everything for him.
我们只是为就是自己有一些进食，或者是除掉从生活中除掉一些东西，是为了纪念耶稣，他事实上献上了他的全部的生命为我。
And over the centuries, the Catholic Church began to develop this.Period of Lent more fully to where it became a rather legalistic type of thing.
但是随着时间的推移，天主教的人把这件事情做得更加的像一个律法主义一样的时间。
And I'm not going to go into all the details about how it ebbed and flowed and stuff.
可能不会太多的讲一些这中间是怎么变成这样。
But when the Protestant Reformation happened in the 16th century,Protestant Christians, those who broke away from the Catholic Church, decided that this was not something that they would celebrate on a regular basis.
但在一些时段，有那些从天主教分出来的清教徒、基督徒们，就决定这件事情，他们不想要按照天主教的做法。
So by the time you get to today, most of us who are not Catholics don't even really know what the holiday is.
对，所以到如今，很多基督徒。如果不是天主教的话，可能都没有听说过，或者是不会再去做这个预苦期。
But what happened was, if you were going to be fasting, abstaining from food for a period of time, people decided right before that they would have a big party.
但是当人们很多时候在进入预苦期之前，他们会想要进行一个大的狂欢派对。
And that party today is celebrated using the French word Mardi Gras or Fat Tuesday.
这个大的狂欢节也叫做油腻的星期二。
I don't know how many of you have ever heard of Mardi Gras or seen it or been to New Orleans in particular when it's celebrated, but it's a day of incredible excess.
不知道大家有没有听说过或者是参加过这个节日，这是一个非常就是要他们吃玩的都非常的厉害的一个狂欢节。
The idea behind it was, if I'm going to have to fast, before I do that, I'm going to enjoy everything, as much as I possibly can.
就是他的一个想法是说，那在我在进食或者进入欲苦之前，我一定要尽可能多的享受，尽可能多的吃和玩。
So I thought that might give you a little bit of a background culturally as to what has happened this last week, looking forward to what will happen in the future.
在这上，因为我们看。
Give you some background as to what happened last week on Tuesday and Wednesday.
给你上个周二和周三的一些背景知识，让我们看到我们未来 in the future.
And yeah, how we should approach the days that follow.
让我们会看到我们应该怎么样去预备自己看到未来的进入到未来的生活。
Now, usually when I preach, I have a big idea that I want you to focus on over the course of the sermon.
我每次讲到就是牧师每次讲到的时候就会有一个大的一个主题，他会想要去表达。
And in a sense, we still have that, but rather than just an idea, I have a big question.
就是我们这个 big question, 我们这个最大的问题是什么？
Are we as Christians called to be involved in fasting?
我们基督徒是被呼召，被神呼召要去禁食做这件事情吗？
So, God calls us as his people to walk close with him.
上帝确实呼召他的百姓与他同行。
And from a biblical perspective, fasting is one of the ways in which we can both draw closer to God and to demonstrate the seriousness of our desire to be close to Him.
我们作为基督徒，我们确实是被呼召要与上帝亲近，并且表达我们对上帝的极非常的深的渴慕。
So what I want to do this morning is I want to look at the history and the purpose and the results of fasting that can lead us into a closer walk with Jesus.
我们会一起来看历史，我们来看一下是它的历史目的和果效，就是禁食。让我们来一起看我们他者如何带领我们紧紧的跟随耶稣的脚踪。
So, the history of fasting. Does the Bible tell us that we should fast?
我们看一下历史，禁食的历史。那么圣经有没有告诉我们要去禁食做这件事呢？
Interestingly, there is only one place in the Bible where there is a command that says you should fast.
在圣经中只有一处地方有明确的诫命写到你应当禁食。
On the Day of Atonement in the Old Testament, we read in Leviticus chapter 16 that all of the people of Israel were called to abstain from food. Well, actually, they were called to self-abasement and humility.
在Leviticus 16, 利未记的十六章里面，神要以色列人自卑和谦卑，并且禁食。
Usually, what is traditionally in both the Jewish and the Christian worlds, they've looked at that passage of what it means to be self-abased and humble to mean don't eat.
在旧约 ，in the Old Testament， 在旧约的时候，一般来说，如果神呼召人去自卑和谦卑的时候，他们就会理解成是。不去吃东西，很多时候。
But even there, again, it's not something which is specifically said that we should not eat.
这只是在那个时候也没有特别讲到，就是不应该吃，在禁食上面的特别的讲到。
So where do we get all this idea of the fact we need to fast? Where does it come from?
那么我们是从什么地方，就是开始从禁食物这件事情是从什么时候开始？
Well, one thing that's really interesting, we notice that other religions require fasting in their rituals as well.
很多其他的宗教也是让他的信徒们去禁食，也有这样的类似的 practice, 这样的一个行为。
In Hinduism, for example?
比方说印度教。
And in Islam has a whole month of fasting.
伊斯兰教也有一整个月的禁食。
And so evidently there's some sense in which people feel that their spiritual senses are sharpened when they're not eating.
人们会相信或者是觉得他们在不吃饭的时候，他们的心灵的感官会变得更加敏锐。
And I found that to be true in my own life.
有一些确实也是真的。
The times that I have fasted, it's ironic. It takes my mind away from the gratification of my own hunger to focus more on God and His provision. So there's one command, and maybe it sharpens our spiritual senses. Why do we, again, do we do this?
所以有一个诫命，并且也有，然后也有敏锐起我们心灵的感官这样的两个原因。但是为什么我们要这么做呢
？Well, the passage of scripture that we read to begin with this morning in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus makes the statement, "And when you fast, this is the way you should do it."
在马太福音六章里面，耶稣有讲到。如果当你们禁食的时候，你们应当这样行。
And so, a lot of Bible scholars say that Jesus is just making an assumption that people will fast.
有一些圣经学者就说到，这个时候耶稣是有一个假设，是人们确实在进行禁食这件事情。
He says the same thing about prayer, and when you pray.
就好像是在祷告的时候，耶稣会说，当你祷告的时候。
And so, We wouldn't think about not praying. So the logical conclusion to that in many people's minds is, well, we shouldn't think about not fasting.
因为耶稣这样说，所以人们会推论，那其实人们也应像好像应当祷告一样，说明我们也应当禁食。
But what had happened, even in Jesus' day, was that fasting had become a legalistic excess.
但耶稣也想到，当禁食会成为一个律法主义的一个过一个有点成为一个负担和过分的一个行为的时候。
It was something that people did in order to look spiritual.
当这个事情变成人们能够让自己看起来更属灵的事情的时候。
Or it was something that people did because they thought they could twist God's arm into doing something that he wouldn't do otherwise.
可能人们也会做这个是为了让神的心意改变，能够照着自己的心意去成就一些事情。
But Jesus did not say that fasting was bad.
耶稣没有说过禁食是不好的。
He assumed that there would be fasting done by his people at times.
他也确实假设很多人都会做禁食。
But in Matthew chapter 9, the Pharisees come to Jesus' disciples and say, hey, we fast, and John the Baptist's disciples fast, but you guys don't. What's wrong with you?
马太福音第九章的时候，法利赛人控告耶稣和他的门徒说，我们禁食，约翰是约翰的也禁食，为什么你和你的门徒不禁食？
And Jesus' response was, well, as long as the bridegroom is with the wedding party, you're going to party, you're not going to fast. When the bridegroom is taken away, then you'll fast.
耶稣的回答是说，当新郎来了的时候，这些伴郎们，我们应当欢喜快乐，应当去一起去庆祝这个时刻。当新郎离开的时候，才是禁食的时候。
And again, Jesus is making an assumption at some point there may be fasting that takes place.
耶稣有能够看出来，耶稣提到说确实有这样需要禁食的时候。
And I'm sure that when Jesus was crucified and buried, the disciples fasted during that period of time.
我们知道，当耶稣受死并且钉上十字架的时候，确实很多他的门徒进入到，当耶稣离开的时候，他们在一起禁食。
And yet after the resurrection and after the coming of the Holy Spirit, that became a much more optional type of situation.
但是当耶稣复活，圣灵降临之后，禁食就变成了一个有选择性的一个状况。
The Apostle Paul actually talks about this somewhat as well.
使徒保罗也谈论到过禁食这件事。
But he does so in a general sense where he's focusing on people that again are trying to manipulate God and to create a situation where they are in control.
但是他主要讨论到的角度是说人们通过禁食来能够去操控神来行他们心意的事情。
He talks about in Colossians 2, he talks about the severe treatment of the body has the appearance of wisdom, but it lacks value for any kind of spiritual, benefit.
哥罗西书第二章20-23节有说到，有一些规条是照人所吩咐所教导的，说到这一切正用的时候就都败坏了。这些规条使人徒有智慧之名，用私意崇拜，自表谦卑，苦待己身，其实在克制肉体的情欲上毫无功效。
And he talks about this type of behavior again in Romans chapter 14, where he says each person should be convinced in their own mind that this is something they should do.
保罗在罗马书14:5中也有提到，每一个人有人看这日比那日强，有人看日日都是一样，只是个人心里要意见坚定。
So, is fasting commanded for us in the scriptures?
所以
is it a command of God that we should fast?
那所以说问题是说，那是不是神的一个诫命让我们去禁食呢？
And my answer to that is, well, It's a suggestion that if you want to get closer to God, this is one of the ways in which you can do it.
那么我的答案是，它这是一个建议，是一个我们与神亲近的方法。
Now, there are a lot of purposes that are given in the scriptures for what could happen when you fast.
那么我们当我们进食的时候，进食有一些它的目的，可能在我们经历进食的时候可能会经历到的。
Now, the first of these is what is not a purpose of fasting.
第一个是不进食的，不是进食的一个目的，第一点。
And I've mentioned this already, I'm going to emphasize it again. Fasting does not make God do something for you.
那么我已经提到了，我再强调一遍，进食不是为了要操控神，来操控上帝的手。
So if you know if you're going to start fasting because you think God is going to be your magic genie that will give you whatever you want, it isn't going to happen.
如果你会想相信说你进食的时候神就像阿拉丁神灯一样，如果你能够实现你的愿望，那是不对的。
But in the scriptures, it is frequently talked about the fact that we need to learn to deny ourselves.
在圣经当中也常常提到一个概念，就是刻苦己心。
Matter of fact, Jesus even says, if anyone would follow after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me.
耶稣在路加福音九章里面也有说到，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And the one command to fast in Scripture actually is an emphasis in Leviticus 16 on self-denial.
在利未记十六章二十九节一个地方特别提到刻苦己心。
Fasting is also a purpose is to demonstrate our humility and trust in God.
它也是，进食也是让我们可以，能够让我们经历和表现出来我们个人的谦卑和对上帝的信靠。
If you read in Joel and in Nehemiah, fasting was used as an opportunity to demonstrate repentance to God.
那么在约珥书和和尼希米书里面也有看到进食也是表达我们对上帝的悔改。
And so in a situation where an individual might possibly have felt incredibly bad about a sin, or a nation recognizes their sin and wants to demonstrate their repentance, then fasting would be a way in which that could take place.
那么当人们意识到自己的罪及自己子民国家的犯的罪的时候，他们通过进食可以向上帝忏悔，向上帝祈求赦免。
And Psalm 35 is one of the many places that links together the idea of praying and fasting together.
在诗篇35章里面也是讲到一个是这一段经文让把祷告和进食联系在一起。
We see in Acts 13 that the elders of the church in Antioch made a decision, an important decision, to send Paul and Barnabas out as missionaries when they were fasting.
使徒行传十三章里面讲到这个，他们安提阿教会在做决定选举谁去差派谁出去传道的时候，也通过禁食来做这个决定。
It says as they were fasting and praying, the Holy Spirit said to them, "Set aside for me Paul and Barnabas for the work that I have commanded thee."
当时他们禁食的。十三章第二节说到，他们侍奉主进食的时候，圣灵说要我为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我召他们所做的工。
When Paul and Barnabas were trying to make a serious decision about who to appoint as elders in some of the churches in Acts 14, it said that they prayed and they fasted.
在使徒行传十四章的时候，当教会选立委任领袖的时候，当其中记载说。二人在各教会中选立了长老，又进食祷告，就把他们交托所信的主。
In Isaiah 58, as you read through that chapter, God is actually condemning the people of Israel for inappropriate fasting.
但然而在以赛亚书五十八章的时候，以赛亚先知以赛亚也透过能够在这本书上透过神的话来提醒那些不合神心意进食的人。
But in the process of calling them to account for their sin, he says fasting is something that should prevent you from oppressing the poor.
他在里面写到, 这些人, 进食, 却没有, 也没, 却没有因此 而去, 能够帮助穷人, 他们进食, 却看不见穷人的需要, 刻骨己心, 却不帮助, 不理会穷人的需要。
He went even further and said that as you fast, it should cause you to identify with the poor and desire to help them.
当我们进食的时候, 我们应当能够更加的认同和帮助, 愿意来帮助困苦的人。
And I think in terms of all of these purposes that we see, one of the byproducts is that it should slow us down.
在这些目的的同时, 还有一个, 我会帮助我们达成的是会使我们的脚步慢下来。
We live in an age where we move so fast with so many things to do that we don't really have time to quiet down and focus on God and what he would perhaps say to us.
我们生活在这个时代非常变化非常快的时代里面, 是我们都没有时间慢下来, 甚至 甚至当事人对我们说话的时候，我们可能也都忽略了。So
it's important that we think about the fact that the scriptures, while they don't command fasting, they give us lots of good reasons to fast if we should decide to do so.
虽然圣经没有具体就是规定有律法让我们一定要去进食，但是却有许多美好的属灵上的优点和建议，让我们有很多好的原因可以怎么去做。
So we've looked at the history, we've looked at the purposes. What are the results that take place when people fast?
我看了进食的历史和原因, 那我们将来一起看一下进食的结果。
When people decide that they are going to abstain from food, it makes you dependent upon God.
当人们决定要从跟食物, 就是 abstain, 能够禁止, 能够节制食物的时候, 他们会更加的依靠神。
I don't know if you've gone very many hours without food, but when I'm hungry, first of all, I get a little cranky.
当我很饿的时候, 会有一些, 脾气会变得不太好。
And then I feel a little bit weak.
然后我就感到自己比较虚弱。
And then I begin to think, oh, I would love to have some food.
然后他就会不停地想,
but it's at that point that I have to yield control of what's happening to me to God in a special way. I have to yield control of myself to God in order to come through that period.
所以在这个时候他就会说我要把自己交托给神能够度过这一段时间。
And it's in my weakness, as it says in 2 Corinthians 12, it's in my weakness that God's strength begins to be made manifest in a new way.
当我在软弱的时候, 神, 就我的软弱中, 就神的刚强, 就在我身上显明了。
But not only does fasting help us to come under the control of God, it draws us closer to him in an emotional way as well.
进食不光让我们学习倚靠神, 它也使我们 让我们与神亲近, 让我们拉我们与神有一个亲密, 与神一个更加亲密的关系当中。
If you read through the book of Daniel, you will find that on several occasions, Daniel went before the Lord with fasting.
但以理书当中讲到但以理这个人, 他很多时候在进言去到王面前进言之前都会进食祷告。
The first time was because Nebuchadnezzar the king was going to kill all the wise men in Babylon because they couldn't answer this or interpret a dream that he had had.
尼布甲尼撒王就是巴比伦王做了一个梦, 他向城中所有的智慧人解梦, 但是没有人可以解, 所以他想要杀掉城中所有的解梦师。
I don't know about you, but if a soldier showed up at my door and said, I'm going to kill you, that would create a great deal of anxiety in my life.
如果有士兵敲我的门, 要我的命的话, 我肯定会非常的紧张。
And Daniel responded to what he heard was going to happen by fasting and by praying with his friends.
但以理回应这个, 状况是他和他的朋友坐在一起进食祷告。
And as they did, the closeness and the presence of God revealed to Daniel the solution that he needed in order to come through this very emotional situation.
在与神的亲近当中，他们就一同看见一个解决办法。
And so, if we are going to fast, we will find that many times we will sense the presence of God being much more real than we would under normal circumstances.
因为他们在这个当中特别的经历到神的同在，神的保护，神就在他们当中，所以就度过了这个阶段。
Often find as well when we fast that there is a sense in which there are blessings of God that come that we might not have seen otherwise.
在这个过程，在进食的另一个结果是我们也许透过进食可以经历到上帝特别的祝福，可能在其他的情况下不会经历到的祝福，上帝的祝福。
In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we read that the nation of Judah was being invaded by a mighty army.
犹在历代志下20章的时候记载犹大国被一个强大的敌军攻击。
And the king Jehoshaphat calls the entire nation to pray and to fast.
犹大国王约沙法就下令号召全国人民一同进食祷告。
And after they had had that day of fasting and prayer, the army went out to meet the enemy.
当他们在进食的时候，神
their army, the Jewish army went out to fight the enemy.
所以犹大的军队就出征与敌军征战。
And God said, put the singers and the priests in front and let them sing my praise as you go into battle.
把耶和华的先知放在队伍的最前面，让他们在前面赞美神。
And as they marched out, the enemy began fighting with themselves.
所以当他们出去迎敌的时候，敌人就自己乱作一团，打在一起。
And the enemy ended up, they killed each other.
敌人自己把自己都杀了。
And by the time the army got to the battle lines, all the enemy was already dead.
以色列军到达的时候，敌人已经都所剩无几。
We see that God took their prayers and their fasting seriously, and realized that it was because of God's blessing upon them through that venue that He accomplished this incredible work that would not have been able to be possible otherwise.
对，上帝看重人的进食，也是透过这个进食，以色列经历到一个。其他就是经历到一个特别的祝福，那可能在其他的如果不进食，可能不会经历到。
And it's this kind of again of humility and dependence upon God that God actually desires. And when we fast, we become a blessing to God.
因为我们在进食当中，我们有谦卑和倚靠神，所以当我们进食的时候。我们本身也会成为上帝的祝福，也会祝福上帝。
So we are not necessarily able to determine what will happen when we fast and when we pray, but God will take and use that if we are willing to allow Him to do that.
我们虽然没有办法预料我们进食祷告会不会成就，或者会发生什么事情，但是神非常希望我们进去。
So.Now we've covered the things I wanted to cover, the history, the purposes, and the potential results from fasting. What do we do with this?
那么我们已经看了进食的历史、目的以及可能的一些结果。那么我们再来看一下一些具体的方法。
First of all, fasting can be done in a number of different ways on a number of different levels.
其实进食是可以在许多方面和方式上可以进行的。
There are a number of different ways that we can begin to maybe incorporate this discipline into our lives.
有很多种方法我们可以把进食带入到我们的生活中。
There is, of course, a total fast where you abstain from all food and drink for a period of time.
当然我们也有一种做法就是我们完全的禁止食物和水。
And that is a very extreme step to take if you have never done it before.
如果你从来没有进食过的话，那是比较极端、比较对极端的一种做法。
But there are also partial fasts,
当然也可以部分进食。
where you choose to give up something rather than everything.
你可能只是放弃一小部分，而不是全部的食。
And during the Lenten season, that many people do that.
在四旬节、预苦期的时候，很多人其实是这样做的。
Now, sometimes people don't do it very seriously.
当然，很多人并不是
Sometimes
认真的做。
Sometimes they say, well, I'm going to give up smoking.
比如说，人们会说：“哦，我要禁烟、戒烟。”
But they don't smoke.
但是他们本来就不抽烟。
So it's really not giving up anything, right?
那就不是一个好的禁食。
And other people say, well, I'm going to give up dessert.
然后有些人也会说：“哦，那我就在这段时间不吃甜点。”
And it's not necessarily a bad thing.
那听起来也不错啊。
Doing so can have physical benefits.
你这样做还能有一些健康的好处。
And that's why many people give up desserts for Lent.
这是为什么我们
they give up desserts so they can lose weight.
因为他们就是不吃甜点，主要还是为了要减肥。
And again, it's not necessarily a bad thing to lose weight, but it's not the reason that we are called to fast.
虽然减肥也不错，但是却不是我们神呼召我们进食的主要原因。
For several years, I gave up coffee for Lent.
对，有好几年我为了进食，就是戒掉了咖啡。
Now that doesn't sound like giving up very much, does it?
听起来不算很多。
But I love coffee.
但我真的很爱咖啡。
And I used to be a caffeine addict.
你是咖啡因的狂热爱好者。
And to give up coffee, the first 2 weeks, I'm just kind of shaking.
开始不喝的时候，我还有些。
But every time I smelled coffee and I wanted coffee so bad, it made me think, I'm doing this because Jesus gave up everything for me.
当我闻到咖啡，突然想喝咖啡的时候，我会想到耶稣，他是献上了全部，是为了我。
And the first few years I did that, it was probably one of the most meaningful things I did in preparation for Easter.
在一开始我这么做的时候，这也许是我在预苦期预备复活节的时候做的最有意义的一件事情之一。
And after a while, it began to lose its power, though, because I got used to not drinking coffee at Lent, and it wasn't much of a sacrifice. And so I had to stop doing that, and I had to find something else that I would do.
但是过了一段时间以后，做了一段时间，几年以后，我就可以适应不去在预苦期不喝咖啡，所以它好像失去了这样一个牺牲舍己的意味，所以我又需要找到另外的进食的方法。
The church we were part of many years ago asked us as a congregation if we would do what was called a Daniel fast.
我以前去的教会，他们的教会会建议鼓励大家做一个但以理的进食。
They take this idea of a Daniel fast from the book of Daniel, where his Daniel and his friends gave up meat and strong drink and just ate vegetables and water.
对，所以这个也是从但以理书借鉴而来的。但当那个里面讲到但以理他禁食了肉和一些酒之类的，所以只吃蔬菜和水。
So you could still fill your tummy, you just weren't filling it with the stuff that you usually did.
但你还是能吃饱，只是你不吃，只是有些东西。
But it was a great experience for our congregation to actually experience this together. And it got people to think more and more about what Jesus had given up for them.
对于我们全会当时的会众来说，是一个特别好的一个经历。我们当一起做，一同来思考耶稣的受死和复活。
But all of these things bring us to ask this question, what is it that controls you?
然而，让我们一起，当我们说到这时候，让我们一起来想一个，思考一个问题，就是什么是操控着你？
Does food control you?
那么是食物吗？
If it does, then food is a good place to perhaps start with an idea of abstaining from some, whatever it is that God would lead you to do.
如果是的话，那么其实是一件可以尝试去做，看神带领你是如何来进食。
Does social media control you?
那么是不是媒体自媒体
Is the
控制
first thing you do in the morning when you get up, look at Facebook or check your email?
WeChat？
WeChat,
对，其实就是你早上起来第一件事情是不是就是翻你的手机看自媒体？
Because if that's the case, perhaps you should give that up for Lent or for even just a short period of time and see what happens.
如果是这样的话，也许你应该思考，可以把这件事情在预苦期的时候戒掉。
Last year, the small group that I'm part of decided that what we were going to give up was social media first thing in the morning.
或者是早上起来不要一起床就看 social
And
media。
we all agreed that before we would check our email or we would go to WeChat or we'd do Facebook, that we would spend time reading our Bibles and praying.
但我们把这些时间用来看 email 这些时间拿来看读经和祷告。
And you wouldn't believe how hard that was for some people.
可能无法想象，其实是非常难做到的。
What about work? I
那么工作呢？
mean, we all have to work, right?
都有工作，
But does work control you?
但是工作会控制着你吗？
Does work keep you from spending time with Jesus?
工作会是你不与神亲近的借口吗？
Or from your family?
不是不与家人亲近的借口吗？
Or from church?
就是不来教会的借口吗？
Now, I know you can't give up your job. You can't walk in and say, I'm going to give up work for Lent.
当然你不可能说就一口气不上班了。
But perhaps stepping back a little bit from some of the excess, and having some time separate from bringing work home or something like that could help you draw closer to the Lord.
那也许你可以思考一下，也许有一些把那些很多余的，或者是你可能会把工作带回家来做的这些情况，把它减掉，也许会帮助你与更多的时间和耶稣亲近。
I work primarily with graduate students. With graduates, I work with graduate.
对，我McQuaid 牧师常常与研究生学生们，就是服侍他们。
And they are in their labs 18 to 20 hours a day sometimes.
他们有时候在实验室待18个小时以上。
And I ask them two questions.
我常问他们两个问题：
What would happen if you were only in your lab for 12 or 14 hours?
如果你只在你的实验室待12、14个小时呢？
And I also asked him, what would happen if before you started, you prayed and asked God to help you with your work?
那你有没有想过，你可以在实验开始之前，先开始祷告，让神来帮助你完成今天的实验？
And it's interesting that a lot of them, as they try this, they find that they actually accomplish more in a shorter period of time than they would have if they'd been spending, all these extra hours.
会有一些学生就会因此而经历到，他们确实效率提高了，但更短时间内完成了相同的工作量。
What about entertainment?
那么我们再来谈谈娱乐。
Is the first thing you do after dinner is turn on the TV?
吃完晚饭第一件事情是不是就打开电视呢？
I guess as most of you probably don't have that problem.
你们很多人没有这个问题，
But some people do.
有些人有。
And then they sit there until from after dinner until time to go to bed, and then that's the evening.
就他们吃完饭就一直坐着看电视，直到睡觉。
Watching a show is okay, or going to a movie occasionally, but does it control your life?
看电视或者是看电影都是可以的，但是它会不会让你操控你呢？控制着你呢？
And one which is a huge problem in our culture today is sex.
还有一个就是，当我们今天
This,
的我们的文化当中，还有一个很大的问题就是性。
does sex control our culture?
这个性这个会不会是
Yeah.
在我们的文化当中充满着性
I
呢？
mean, I think it does.
好像是的。
Does it control your life?
会也是 control 着，也是操控着你嘛。
70% of American males have an addiction to pornography.
统计说明有70%的男性都曾经或者是对于那个黄色电影上瘾。
70%. That's a huge number of people.
70%的男性的这个数额是非常庞大的。
The number is growing among women as well.
对于女性来说，这个数字也在上升。
Now, sex is a good gift that God gives us to bind us together as husbands and wives and give us wonderful blessings of children.
性是神的创造，它是神创造时，夫妻两人结合在一起，成为一体，是，然后也借此来赐给我们子孙后代。
And the Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 7 that we should not deprive our partners of that blessing of sex.
保罗也说过，我们也不应当禁戒，性。
But he also says in that same passage that perhaps occasionally you can set it aside for the purpose of prayer.
但是他也说到说，我们也是可以把它暂时放到一边，为了要更好的祷告。
And in a sex-obsessed world, it might be necessary for us to rethink how we approach this whole concept of intimacy.
你怎么说？在这样的一个性泛滥的时代，我们很难重新再去思考什么叫做真正的亲密关系。
Some other questions to ask. Do you feel distant from God?
还有其他的问题要问一下大家，你感到上帝离你很远吗？
If you do, perhaps committing yourself to fast once a week or partial fast for a longer period might be a good way for you to reconnect with God.
如果你是这样的话，也许你应该考虑一下每周一次或者是一段时间的禁食，让你认真的思考，认真的与神亲近。
Are you confused about something?
又或者说，你会不会对某些事情感到困惑？
Maybe you don't know which direction you should go with regard to a job or with regard to marriage or things like that.
或者你在困惑于未来是要找哪一份工作去什么，婚姻的方向在哪里？
We saw that the church in Antioch sent missionaries out, and Paul appointed elders by fasting.
我们刚才也提到安提阿教会透过禁食祷告，选举了领导和差派使徒出去传道。
So if you're confused, perhaps fasting is a good thing.
但所以，当你感到不知道如何做的时候，也许你可以考虑禁食。
Are you grief-stricken?
那么，下面一个问题是，你在悲痛当中吗？
Has your heart been broken by something?
你的心会不会被一些事情所撕裂？
Can we see in Scripture when things go horribly wrong that God uses fasting to again bring his comfort and peace into our lives?
在圣经里，我们看到，当事情变得非常糟糕的时候，上帝用禁食来带入他的安慰和医治。
And finally, do you want to see God glorified in the world?
还有下一个问题就是，那你愿意看到神在地上得荣耀吗？
Perhaps participating in something like the National Day of Prayer with fasting might be a way in which you could in some way let God know how important it is for you that we see a turnaround in our culture.
参与在一个全球性的禁食祷告活动当中，或许也是可以，让我们能够让神也看到我们如此渴慕他的福音广传在地面上的一个方式。
And just briefly, I got an email from Compassion International this week.
哦，这个星期我从 Compassion International 国际的这个一个。
Compassion International, it's an organization a Christian organization that cares for the needs of children and poor people around the world.
Compassion International 是主要是，一个基督教组织，是为了帮助孩子和一些有需要的人的一个组织。我这个星期，McQueen 是这个星期收到他们的一封 email。
And they said maybe rather than giving something up, you should add something during this Lenten period that will glorify God.
那么，在预普期提供另一个角度，就是除了 去掉一些事情以外，也许我们在这段时间可以加入一些可以荣耀神的事情。
They suggested exercising.
我们有提到建议说可以锻炼。
So they said take a 10-15 minute walk daily and use that as a time to pray.
你每天有10-15分钟的步行的时间，用那段时间来祷告。
He said perhaps memorize one verse a week from now until Easter.
也许可以每周背诵一节经文，直到复活节。
It's a way to draw closer to God. How about then after you've memorized it, spend a few minutes meditating on it, thinking, what is it, God, that you are saying to me from this particular verse?
那么还可以考虑每天有十几分钟的时间默想神的话语。
Suggested that maybe you might volunteer to do something special at your church or at a community organization to demonstrate your commitment to Jesus.
邮件中也建议到说，我们或许也可以考虑在教会或在一些非营利组织做义工，来以此来表现我们对这些机构的感激。
They said maybe instead of watching TV or being on social media, that you read something that will encourage you in the Lord.
那么然后在利用这些我们看电视或者是刷手机的时间，甚至把这些时间拿来阅读主题灵修的一些刊物，拿来思考神的话语。
Of course you can read your Bible, but you could also read a missionary biography or something like that.
你可以读圣经或者是 missionary biography, 就是一些关于一些宣教士的自传。
And of course praying.
那么当然还有就是祷告。
The one thing that is important for us to remember, if you think you have to fast, then you probably shouldn't.
那么下面这一点我们讲到，那么当你如果你认为你必须要去禁食的话，你也许你也许不需要这样想。
This is actually an adaptation of a quote from Martin Luther.
这是一个马丁路德说的一句话。
Because he saw the excesses that were taking place in the Catholic Church of his day, and the legalism that bound people in despair rather than releasing them into the freedom of God.
因为他看到了在天主教教堂里面，人们没有因着禁食是使人心灵得释放，反而成为重担，反而成为一个律法主义这样的一个结果。
So unless God is convicting you that this is something that you should be doing, don't do it just for legalistic reasons.
所以说，若非你有神感动你这么去做，也不要为了去做而做，成为一种律法上的负担。
And just two more pieces of advice, and we're almost done. So,
还有最后的两个建议。
But Jesus emphasizes in Matthew 6 that if you're going to fast, it should be something that's done anonymously.
耶稣在马太福音第六章里面说过，如果你要禁食的话，最好是匿名禁食。
Jesus says that the Pharisees and the religious leaders of his day made themselves look haggard and hungry and you know, like, oh, I'm just suffering so much.
耶稣有提到在那个时代，那些法利赛人还有律法师会让自己看起来灰头土脸的，经历了许多的让他表现出他们灵里的一种前进。
Jesus says, if you're going to fast, you know, dress nicely, take a shower. Nobody should know that you're doing it except for you and God.
耶稣说到，如果你要禁食的话，要洗脸更衣，让人看不出来，因为你在天上的父必纪念你。
My other piece of advice is actually a contradiction of what I just said.
让还有一个建议是和匿名的这个建议是有点儿，听起来有点矛盾。
If you're going to fast, you should make sure that your doctor tells you that it's okay.
如果你去想要禁食的话，你也可以咨询，要确认一下医生是允许你这么做的。
Yeah, I wouldn't want one of you to you know, faint driving to work and have a car accident or something like that, right?
不要在开车的时候晕倒了。
So your doctor should give you permission.
因为你的医生应该允许你这么做。
The second thing is, I would encourage you to find one person that could support you in that would pray for you and encourage you to help you through that period of fasting, however long or short it might be.
我也建议你，能够在这个过程中找到一个属灵伙伴，能够为你祷告，也成为你的帮助。
And finally,
最后一点，
do we fast or do we slow down?
那么我们是要快或者进食，fast 有两个意思，一个是进食或者是快，或者是我们慢下来呢？
In reality, if we fast, we usually do slow down.
那么事实上，当我们进食的时候，我们确实会放慢脚步。
The book of Hebrews tells us that we're supposed to run our race with perseverance.
希伯来书说到，我们当存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
And it sometimes seems like life is indeed a race.
我们的生活是一场马拉松，不是一场竞速赛。
And the older I get, the faster it seems like it's going.
进食要求我们放慢脚步，从不同的角度审视生活。
But life is a marathon, it's not a sprint.
但是生活是一场马拉松，不是竞速游戏。
If you try to run as fast as you can in a sprint, you will win. But if it's a marathon you're supposed to be running, you won't finish.
当我们是在竞速的时候，你是会尽你的全速去跑。但是如果你是用这种方式来跑马拉松的话，你可能都无法到达终点。
And so fasting is one of those ways in which we are able to slow down and evaluate our life and relationship with God from a different perspective.
所以进食是我们能够帮助我们能够从另外一个角度来，我们能够放慢我们的脚步，然后能够重新的来看待我们的生活。
So we've missed what, 4 days of Lent now.
我们已经有预苦期已经过了四天了。
It's not too much. You can still get started.
我们现在也是一个不可以开始的好时候。
And I encourage you that before you leave here today, that you ask God, is there something that I can either give to you as a gift or something that I can add to what I'm doing that will enable me to focus more on what Jesus has done for me?
我在这里鼓励大家在这里思考，或向神求，有没有什么生活中的事情我们可以奉献给神，为了更好的来亲近他。
I can't guarantee that it will make a huge difference in your life, but it might.
没有办法保证一定会改变什么，发生什么，但是它会。
And whether you do or not, keep your eyes focused on Jesus during this period between now and Easter. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus, regardless of whether you do a fast or not.
那么最重要的当然是我们注目在耶稣的身上。直到等到那个复活节来到的这段时间，都要这样行。
Amen.
Amen.